Northeast Florida city officials and business owners met Scott at Harbinger, a sign-making company on Jacksonville's south side. The governor spoke against a bipartisan group of five Northeast Florida state representatives who voted this month to abolish Enterprise Florida, the agency that offers incentive packages to businesses. Most of the lawmakers also voted to cut Visit Florida dollars for tourism marketing.
We're on a roll. Why would we change what's worked? We've added 1.3 million jobs in 6 years. 1.3 million people that didn't have a job 6 years ago have a job today. Enterprise Florida, it's transparent. We get a great return on your tax dollars. Visit Florida, one every six jobs. One out of every six jobs in the state is tied to tourism.
He says that includes tourism jobs and hotel stays. Several locals came in support of keeping the funding, including Florida State College at Jacksonville President Cynthia Bioto and Jacksonville City Council members Danny Becton, Aaron Bowman, and Jim Love.
Jobs aren't going to grow themselves. You have to go out there and get them. Every other state's doing it, and if we stop doing it, it's just going to make it easier for them. They're licking their chops when Florida stops advertising and telling how great it is.
They credited Enterprise Florida incentives for helping bring Amazon to Jacksonville and expanding Johnson & Johnson. But as our sister station WLRN reports, Palm Coast Republican Representative Paul Renner says many jobs promised in exchange for incentives never materialized. He's sponsoring the defunding bills because he says there are better uses of taxpayer dollars like public safety or education. The bills now move to the Senate, which can take up the bills as they are, amend them, substitute them, or do nothing at all. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.